Bigfoot Eruption presents an explanation of what's about to happen next. You see, we originally recorded the introduction of this episode not knowing the sound quality could be better, and 2 minutes in, we figure it out, and the victory of that moment is so cool, we decided to leave it in, and that matters because of it affecting in a positive way all the recordings we do from this point on. So here we go. Bigfoot Eruption presents Let's Talk About Dogman. We will use the Bigfoot Eruption family of sites today, but first I can tell you that it has been quite interesting these first 6 episodes and some bonus episodes that aren't listed yet for consuming. We have been learning, and we don't love some of how it sounds, so we will continue tweaking it. But, hey, Heidi and Corvallis says they all sound great. So, but I can tell you that we're most concerned about not the Bluetooth that comes through the mixer. That sounds great. That was the goal. But now I need to sound good through the microphone. And who knows? The problem has been that coming through the Bluetooth, it sounds really good. And then I sound through the microphone a little bit quieter. So maybe it has to do with some of these knobs and so on. I don't know. But in doing a solo episode, Bigfoot Eruption only, no guest, it is a chance to figure it out. Let's try this. I'm going to turn this knob. Turning. It's all the way up. Let's see what happened. It worked. That's all it was. Now I'll sound great. Not that that sounded bad. Now the blue wavelength thingies on Audacity can look like anyone else coming through the Bluetooth phone call. Yeah. Sorry for all the previous episodes, but they're so interesting, they gotta stay. Here's to beginnings. Okay, Dogman. Why have a solo Bigfoot Eruption episode on Dogman just 7 episodes or so into this process? Well, Judy just mentioned it. We had Judy on and had a great phone call, 1.5 hours, talking about her Sasquatch experiences with a Sasquatch family that has adopted her, and she is such a great source of all the questions we ever had about Bigfoot, and now ones we didn't know we had, we are asking. Well, she mentioned Dogman. She said that some sort of evil entity was materializing inside her house. She noticed this before it could fully materialize, and she prayed against it. She prayed against it to go away in Jesus' name, and it did. In fact, it had to. She said it was Dogman. So what is Dogman that it would attempt to attack her in this way? Well, there has been no account of Dogman that I know of, that we know of, that isn't anything but evil, mean. In fact, we've heard that Bigfoot is afraid of Dogman. We've also heard that Bigfoot trounces Dogman whenever they get a chance. Well, either way, they don't like each other. We've heard from Judy how loving the Sasquatch people are, and how they protect her from all kinds of bad things. Dogman is one of them, and other things also that Sasquatch family doesn't really give full detail on. Probably doesn't think that she needs to know fully what she's being protected from. It does show that there's a spiritual world out there of good and bad things. Spiritual meaning you can't see it, meaning it's coming from somewhere else. Not earthly in origin. Okay, we found an amazing piece of history from 2022. Despite having to go through so much spam in our contact form, a recipient of people contacting us, most of it's spam, which means they're not really people that are contacting us about Bigfoot eruption specifically. But we found that we have a blog in our website that we called Worldwide Dogman. And it was put into the site because we got a really good message from someone that had a lot to say about it. So we just made what they were sharing into a blog in case people wanted to share. And someday people will know about such things in our site and give feedback, tell us what they think, which is feedback, maybe share their own stories, and create even more content that worldwide can come to us from all over, which we would really appreciate. But first, let's do some history. Anubis, the Egyptian dog god, is one of the first historic dogmen. And we have a page on it under the entities section in Bigfoot Eruption. We write, best known as an Egyptian god with the head of a wolf, dog, wolf, jackal, and the body of a man. But not sure if that part is human. Never mind that. Definitely demon. Let's look at this more. Then we have Wikipedia, Anubis, and the Confessionals, episode 119, called Anubis is Coming. And from Strange Familiars, another podcast, episode 83, Anubis and Bigfoot. And if you go to this page, called Anubis, A-N-U-B-I-S, in Bigfoot Eruption, those links are there. Then we have a picture of Anubis, jackal head, human body. At least it looks like a human body. I continue reading. I should say, Bigfoot Eruption will now continue to read this page about Anubis. Now that we are learning that a group of Nephilim branched off after the flood and only procreated among themselves to keep their line pure and then formed dynasties, it makes you wonder if Anubis creatures were dog-man hybrids that were physical beings, even though modern encounters are often depicted as entities or demons. Let's go back up here. We mentioned they were definitely demon. Well, let's see when this was published. 2020. Okay, let's think about this. In 2020, we said definitely demon. Well, then we need to do a deep dive into what is a demon. Demonic? Can you be demonic and not be a demon? Perhaps. We keep bringing more questions. And then, later, we come back down. If Anubis creatures were dog-men hybrids that were physical beings, even though modern encounters are often depicted as entities or demons. That's actually a lot to think about. Okay, well, let's move on. Because entity, well, yeah. Judy said it was starting to materialize in her house. Let's define entity. An entity is actually anything, but in most cases we're talking about some sort of thing that isn't human. Sometimes we call humans entities, but I think that's getting pretty generic. An entity for us is something spiritual or paranormal. So we can look forward to a deep dive on demons again. I think that's not the first time I've said this since podcasting started for us. More deep dive on demons. Now, some Christians would say, no, don't focus on that. Don't learn about that. Don't make it a goal to learn more about demons or Satan. We do need to know our enemy, however. Be sure to mix it with a good dose of the positive things, too. In our case, the Bible, Christianity, Jesus. But the Bible does talk about these things, so it's okay to take it seriously. We continue reading. For more on that, see our page on how UFOs and Bigfoot prove the Bible is true, and we have a link to go to that page. That is actually the title of a book, and it's only a title for a page in our website because we're sharing about that book. How you can get that book, please don't sue us. That was an interesting book, and I recommend it. Bigfoot Eruption recommends that book. We continue reading. We're also learning from First Enoch that angels were procreated with animals to make impure, to make God's creation impure. So why not Anubis? In ancient Egypt, a society that embraced bestiality at that time, back then, bestiality, yes, having sex, humans with animals. Now, normally that doesn't create offspring. God made sure of that. Okay, so this means something God didn't intend, and fallen angels messing around, wanting to be a creator themselves because they're jealous of that. Could that have created Anubis or Dogman? Well, considering Bigfoot DNA is not 100% human, yeah. I'm not saying Sasquatch people were created in the same way that Dogman was. I am not saying that, but it's something to look at. So in reference to the bestiality comment we just made, we continue reading. However, you will see in the above podcast episodes that Anubis still makes an appearance these days as an entity or demon. And we must admit that it says really. However, you will see in the above podcast episodes that Anubis still makes an appearance these days as an entity / demon. So I took the time to rephrase that because in 2020, when this was written, we were equating entity and demon as the same. We continue reading. So far, our research shows that Anubis was more of an unseen god entity, so maybe not the need for us to try to prove that it was a procreation of the Nephilim. That's a good point. The offspring of the Nephilim were physical. We continue reading. However, the podcasts above show that it likes to take demonic form. Oh, wow. Demonic form. Well, we've heard that demons need a host. But now we're saying it likes to take demonic form. Shapeshifting? That still is physical. Or is it? We watched a movie the other night about a female hero in China, and the villain, one of the villains, was what they were calling a witch that could, well, shapeshift. And I'm trying to recall if at any time it seemed not physical, and everything it did seemed physical, even when it broke apart into other smaller things. Okay, newsflash. Since taking a quick break and now just briefly telling you about that shape shifter in that movie, I've listened to this over again, and suddenly, since taking that break, my audio is a lot louder. All I did was adjust the microphone to be at more of an upward angle. That kind of makes sense, because something as simple as putting your mouth really close to the microphone is very necessary. And, for example, it won't pick up. Someday when I have a co-host 3 feet away with their microphone, I'm learning, microphones don't pick up the sound from 3 feet away, so that's how that happens. So, first 15 minutes or so of this was with the microphone angled down, and now it's angled up and sounds a lot louder. So it's a journey. One goal is to have it definitely good to go, sounding perfect, before I record again with Judy in about a week. Earlier I mentioned Christianity being a good thing, and some may say, well, why can't you mention other religions pertaining to what you're trying to explain? And for that I say, I'm not an expert on other religions. I do try and learn about them, but I'm not an expert in Christianity either. It just happens to be the one I am putting all my time into for my life. So I can't speak on the others pertaining to whatever I was talking about at the time. But if you're a part of those religions, then you can do a podcast and speak on that. This is talking from my life experience. And so, earlier you probably heard ding, ding. Yes, that was the co-owner of Bigfoot Eruption asking, where did you go? Because when she falls asleep, it's going to be a normal thing now. I'm going to slip away and record. And when I say fall asleep, I don't mean fall asleep for the night. I mean a nap. So that's a good time to record, get some thoughts down, get some more episodes done. That co-owner also thinks that maybe recording based off website pages I've created in the recent past isn't possibly a good idea. Well, let's go with it. We will see. How else will I do it, right? It's how I'm doing it. Maybe this will be unique. The benefit of having stopped and going back and listening to what I said earlier means I can catch up on adding these other thoughts that I didn't say back then. Doesn't always happen that way, but I'm liking it tonight. We need to clear up some things on entities, but let's finish this page on Anubis. Okay. Again, we read the part that says, however, the podcasts above show that it likes to take demonic form. Okay. Like I said earlier, what on earth is a demonic form? We might think of something that looks like a Satan or pitchfork, pointy tail, maybe even red devil. But demonic form, we've already said that when something is shape-shifting, is that the demonic form? No, if it looks like a bird, a horse, or whatever animal it shapeshifted into, that initially doesn't look demonic to us. When we think of demonic form, we think of something scary. And yet, in a lot of cases, demons don't want to be noticed. And yet, they do get loud when they're possessing somebody. Eventually, they get loud. Which is interesting because, again, isn't the key to embody somebody, utilize their body as the host, so you, the demon, can experience the pleasures of being someone with a body, something you don't have anymore. You don't have a body anymore. You're a spirit that needs to possess something to experience those things. So what is demonic form? A human that's possessed doesn't look like something in demonic form. Again, I'll read, however, the podcast above show that it likes to take demonic form. Let's go back up. The Confessionals, episode 119, Anubis is Coming. Strange Familiars, episode 83, Anubis and Bigfoot. Okay, wow, I got to hear those again. Well, let's revisit what a demonic form looks like. We'll listen to those episodes again and update. We continue reading. Perhaps back in the day, Anubis was a demon that deceived the Egyptians into thinking it was a god, little g, god of their underworld. Mm-hmm. Why not? Or did somebody else want that perception to be there as part of their own agenda? You know, with some history digging, that information should be available. Unless, again, it's part of an agenda that some don't want to be revealed. Like I said, agenda and not being seen for what you're doing, but having the results of what you're doing, very covert would be the demonic world. Okay, let's get a handle on entities. But before we do that, I just noticed something. We say in this page about Anubis, it makes you wonder if Anubis creatures were dogman hybrids. We say that, Anubis, and we had to use the word creatures, plural, to make Anubis sound plural. Everywhere you look, Anubis is referred to as being one god. Little g, god. By the way, there are a lot of gods, but they are little g gods. And I take that to mean fallen angels that have power. That is another topic to research. The definition of gods. When it says King of King, Lord of Lords, that implies there's other lords in the universe. That's in a podcast somewhere. We'll find it. Okay, we found the entity's main page in Bigfoot Eruption and realized it was under the category of demons. So we went back to the main page for demons, and the categories are entities, Demon Origins, Demonology 101, Demons versus Bigfoot, Demon Bigfoot Heritage, Demonic Virtual Bigfoot, Demon Appearance, What Do They Look Like? Nephilim Host, Demon Spirit, Fallen Angel Tech. That was all one title. Nephilim Host, Demon Spirit, Fallen Angel Tech. And other Bigfoot Eruption subsite content, it says, Psalm 106, Demons, and that one's in Fallen Eruption, one of our subsites. You click on it, and it just takes you to the other site. Wow, these are some pretty cool-looking topics. Some of them seem important for what we're talking about right now. But let's get to the entities page. And we find a very creepy entities main page with categories including podcast library for entities, Mothman, also known as Pazuzu, Dogman, Were Creatures, Leviathan Spirit, Baphomet, Incubus, The Confessionals Podcast, Episode 162, Assaulted by Incubus, Succubus, Hatman, Kali Mae, The Six, and categories listed but we don't have populated yet as pages, Alien Entities, Bigfoot Entity, Entities Fearing the Name of Jesus Christ we have as a potential category that we haven't done yet. So all of that sounds very interesting. Just a quick note, Incubus is the male fiend that likes to have sex with women and isn't nice about it. And Succubus is the female version of that. Some say Lilith was a succubus. Lilith, the somewhat demonic person that is all about sex, but the utilization of it to destroy men. And she likes killing children, I believe. We will have to go over this entities section sometime. This all looks very interesting. Yes, we put all this in here, and we act like it's new. Hey, it's been a while, right? So, you can see that some of these seem physical, and some of them definitely are not. Safe to say, an entity might be, could be both. I think a lot of things, there could be categories, and we should research that. Speaking of categories, Judy said that these Sasquatch Native American type people don't like being called Bigfoot. They have knowledge of the heritage where Indians in Southwest Canada called this upright walking hairy person Sasquatch. Actually, it wasn't even Sasquatch. That's kind of like the non-Indian way of saying it. Translation. That's just how it came out in translation. That's what I've heard. And yet, that's what they prefer to be called. I'm wondering what they're called specifically between the Oregon clans. Because Judy's in Oregon, and there's different clans in Oregon, as you hear if you listen to those two episodes. Very interesting. So why did we get the word Bigfoot? Well, as you know, it came out of California and was more of a slang. And I always took it as, oh, in California, that's what they call these creatures, Bigfoot. In another state, they call them the wild man. In Missouri, they call this creature the blue man. It just depends on the heritage of that area. Well, it turns out, what is the category for all of those? The wild man, the blue man, the hairy man, the wild man, the Sasquatch. What category can we put all those under? Well, how about Bigfoot? And I don't mean for the Sasquatch people to be offended. I mean, we named our website Bigfoot Eruption. Sasquatch Eruption just didn't have the same ring to it. And I'm glad it is Bigfoot Eruption because, again, for us, Sasquatch is specific to a certain region of the world. And just because it commonly gets used in other places, we like having a reason. Bigfoot, is that just a California Bigfoot word? Actually, the phenomenon was sparked in California, and the word had to come from somewhere. So I give California credit for it, yes, but it's a great word for the overall category of all of it. The Bigfoot phenomena, and then under that, you list all the rest. That works for me. Now, we should probably figure out an actual word, and science has words already. We could do maybe a page in the website about other words for Bigfoot that could be used instead of Bigfoot, or what terms for Bigfoot could be the overarching term. Since we were looking at the entities section, let's go ahead and look at were creatures, or were creatures. Basically, another way of saying werewolf. And I say that because it was on the entities page. Were creatures? Yes, this Blurry Creatures podcast opened our eyes to this concept. Episode 14, Vampires and Werewolves with Dr. Jed Burton. It talks about the Book of Enoch, demon origins, bloodlust, abortion, vampirism in many forms, and Dogman. Blood is sacred to God, says Robin D. Bullock. He's a YouTuber, pastor. Christ gives his blood, Satan takes it, which is a quote out of Blurry Creatures podcast. I think we won't get sued. We give credit to them. Then we list a link for Gary Wayne and his Genesis 6 conspiracy book. Then, below that, chapter 35, The Curse of the Amalekites. Under that, chapter 93, Lilith. If you go to the Genesis 6 conspiracy website, which is what that link was, it has links for each chapter, and that's an example of chapters in that book. Yes, that's a lot of chapters. So, chapter 35, The Curse of the Amalekites, chapter 93, Lilith. We would have only chosen those because they apply to the topic. Whoa, that's it. Okay. No page in the Bigfoot Eruption websites is ever really done. Whenever we get more content, we put it in. And at least we have a place to put it. In this case, were creatures or were creatures. As we move around the Bigfoot Eruption websites, it's hard to stay focused because we found in our search for entities a page called Spiritual Beings, Bigfoot Demon Connection, a page called Colossians had something to say about it, a whole section called Michael Heiser because he had something to say about it. Bigfoot is demonic. Another page we could go to, but we should get back to what we were talking about to begin with. Just an example, we could make a lot of podcasts probably just by going through our websites. By the way, feel free to add content. Just contact us and we will put it in and we will give you credit. Thank you. We are trying to get to a certain page that we promised earlier. But in our searching through the websites, we found Australia Dogman. In there, there's links that sound interesting. Mysterious Universe. Man claims to photograph Dogman during encounters in the Australian bush. The next link says, The Singular Fortean Society. Australian man claims he photographed Dogman during fishing trip. And then on YouTube, The Dogman Show, Dogman in Australia. And finally, Dogman Encounter in Western Australia. And in parentheses it says, Dogman Encounters, episode 208. We just noticed that back on the entities, main page in Bigfoot Eruption was the Dogman category. And we have Worldwide Dog Man with blog. That's actually the page we're trying to get back to for you. Under that it says, Dog Man is a dog-human hybrid. Oh, sorry if we didn't say that yet, for anyone that didn't know. Dog Man is a dog-human hybrid. Now, is there proof that it's part human? Well, it's very humanoid. And yes, there's proof out there, but I don't have it right in front of me right now. So, Dog Man is a dog-human hybrid, but more demonic than Bigfoot. So it seems based on eyewitness reports. That is saying a lot. Even Bigfoot is afraid of the Dog Man. Check this out. Merkle Media, Legion of Legends, Expedition Dog Man Documentary. That's a link, so you can go to that Merkle Media production. Sasquatch Chronicles, episode 624, The Abomination. Then we have a link for one of our pages called Sasquatch Podcast Library, Dogman. Next, Dogman Encounters Podcast. There's actually a lot of podcasts about Dogman. Some say there's more encounters for that than Bigfoot. That's very interesting. Often considered to be a werewolf, however, Dogman is not necessarily a shape-shifting human with a full moon, but Dogman is a full-time beast, unless it is a skinwalker. Oh, so much to learn. Yeah, we wrote that. Next we write, in Louisiana / American folklore, it is known as the Rougarou. Sorry, it's pronounced different ways, probably because there's a lot of ways to mispronounce it. Below that, we have a link for the Wikipedia Michigan Dogman, then Wikipedia Werewolf, then Wikipedia Rougarou. In other words, we provide links. We don't reinvent the wheel. We help you get to the information, which is legal. Then a link for North American Dogman Project. Under that, North American Dogman Project, the podcast. Under that, Dogman Encounters. Then we have Dogman Encounters Podcast. Dogman Encounters has a page called About Dogman. Okay, basically, these are all the pages, or some of the pages that are in the Dogman Encounters website. And finally, Dogman Encounters, the website, has a page called Dogman Encounters Podcast, Recommended Media. So if you're on this page, which is Dogman in the Entities category of Bigfoot Eruption, you can find these links. We finished by saying, visit 911 Bigfoot Help to see the different kinds of Bigfoot, which will also lead you to resources by Bigfoot Outlaws Online Radio and 411 Bigfoot. And we finish with a link to 911 Bigfoot Help, Bigfoot categories. So we went to 911 Bigfoot Help, and we went to the page called Rougarou. Sorry again, I'm saying it wrong. Wikipedia. Rougarou is a legendary creature in Laurentian French communities linked to European notions of the werewolf, says Wikipedia. All credit to Wikipedia. It has come to my attention that this is a big problem in the southern swamp regions of the United States. And the person saying that is Wyman Smith of 911 Bigfoot Help. We have special permission to be using his website. Very common in Louisiana, as this is a French community. Listen to this podcast to hear Rougarou mentioned in reference to a Bigfoot encounter. Sasquatch Chronicles, episode 385, The Dirty Old Man. And a quote from that episode that we liked, that's the nastiest old man I've ever seen. Go to the 11 minute, 13 second mark to get to the Rougarou part of the story. Then we share a link called Today's Suburbanite Sasquatches. It says, go back to Today's Suburbanite Sasquatches to see how similar a problem this is, as Rougarou is also getting closer to suburban areas, and this is why we need it in a section in 911 Bigfoot Help called 911 Now, because it's for your safety. Yes, courtesy warning to everyone, Sasquatch creatures are getting closer to the cities we live in as our cities encroach outward into the wilderness. Considered similar to the Dogman, Dogman is reported to be more dangerous than Bigfoot and even more demonic. So, even our friend Wyman Smith, he agrees, more demonic than Bigfoot. And we're not saying Bigfoot's demonic. We're saying that sometimes Bigfoot, probably the rogue Bigfoot, are scary mean. And we have hypotheses about that. That's one of my favorite topics pertaining to the Bigfoot phenomenon. However, we'll get back to that someday. Let's try and finish about the page we've been trying to get to for you called Worldwide Dogman. We found it. Worldwide Dogman. It's a blog page in Bigfoot Eruption that had been turned into a members-only page, and we are not members yet, but through the administrative tools, we are there. We received an email about Dogman. I've been field researching the Dogman phenomenon since the 1970s on multiple continents. The takeaway is stranger than most could imagine and less threatening than the verified attacks spoken of in what I can only term tall tales. Although my degrees are in history, which is my first love, there is information from native tribes in North America which you might find of interest. Please feel free to contact me if you wish. Kindest regards, B. Oh, man, we really need to contact B. This was, sad to say, more than a couple years ago when we received this amazing message. So, under that we write, wow, this makes putting up with all the spam emails worth it. We responded and we are waiting to hear back. Our sleuthing skills have us thinking the author of the message is from Scotland. Is it a secret operation to throw us off course or to monitor our reaction? This confessionals podcast episode is why we think this is possible. Episode 311, The Mysterious Egress Industries. An episode that shows that a secret agency or group doing things and you don't know why, because maybe they're monitoring your reaction and that's simply the point. Is that why this message came from someone we think who lives in Scotland? Is it not a person at all? Or is it a person part of an agenda to throw us off, to give us some information, but not the full story? We are thinking that the person never replied back to us. We will research that. Go on to say, could it be genuine? We are hoping so. If this is a con, then that means we may be onto the truth about Bigfoot and the hidden agenda. Seems like... Oh, and we make a comment about the amazing Dogman picture we found on Pixabay.com. The picture we found looks a lot like what you would think a hybrid of, you know, something maybe not meant to be, but somehow is a hybrid of a dog and something else. So, we did not find all the answers for Dogman. We don't know the what. We don't know the why. We do know somewhat the where. In fact, we haven't gotten to some of the other pages yet. There are some states in the United States of America that have more of these sightings than the other states do, which could be a clue to a hidden agenda, or just for some reason, these creatures are more likely in places like Michigan than other states. We are going to conclude. We'll have to consider this a part one because we're not done. But thank you for listening. As we go through the Bigfoot Eruption websites looking for the Dogman content that we've picked up over the years, and hoping that the links that we find can be helpful to you too.